Winds News Time at 2:42. Tenor Ronan Tynan at the National Cathedral in Washington, where 3,200 family members, friends, and dignitaries gathered today for the state funeral for President George H.W. Bush. That's after 42,000 members of the public paid their respects at the U.S. Capitol. The New York Times is reporting that just hours before Mr. Bush passed, Tynan performed in person for the president, singing Silent Night at his Texas home. Well, today, Mr. Bush was remembered in four eulogies. Among the speakers, former Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney.
I believe it will be said that no occupant of the Oval Office was more courageous, more principled, and more honorable than George Herbert Walker Bush.
Former Wyoming Senator Alan Simpson called him a class act from birth to death. This is what Bush biographer and presidential historian John Meacham had to say.
George Herbert Walker Bush was America's last great soldier statesman, a 20th century founding father.
Also remembering Bush 41, Bush 43.
Dad could relate to people from all walks of life. He was an empathetic man. He valued character over pedigree, and he was no cynic. He looked for the good in each person, and he usually found it.
The younger Bush called his father a great president and a gentleman who executed the duties of his office with dignity and honor. He said his father's kind soul will stay with us forever, and he choked up when he said he was the best father a son or daughter could ever have. President Trump and First Lady Melania, the Obamas, Clintons, and Carters were all at today's service. The casket is now being flown to Houston to lie in repose at St. Martin's Episcopal Church before burial tomorrow. That will take place in the family plot at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum in College Station, Texas. As part of that ceremony, the Navy will stage the largest ever 21 aircraft missing man formation. As always, stay with 1010 Winds and 1010winds.com for continued coverage. Winds News Time 2:44. Make Burlington.